In our final illustrative case for this lecture, this patient was at an aerobics class when she suddenly developed a headache. Others at the class noticed her left face drooping, and very quickly this woman couldn't use her left arm or leg properly. She was driven to the hospital by one of her classmates, and this CT scan was completed within 4 hours of the event. Clinically, there were no contraindications to thrombolysis. We show two key axial CT sections for you to assess. Apply the questions, are there confounders to interpretation? Is there any hemorrhage? And would you thrombolyze this patient? As with our previous cases, the scan is technically good and without artifact, so you can answer the question, are there any confounders to interpretation? No. However, we notice in the top image hyperdensity on the right along the expected pathway of the right MCA, as well as even more hyperdensity laterally in the middle cranial fossa. In the bottom image, more of this hyperdensity lies within the right hemisphere sulci and the sylvian fissure. This is acute blood, so there is hemorrhage. This patient, therefore, is not for thrombolysis. Note, however, the hypoattenuating regions in the right hemisphere temporal lobe, as well as involving the insula. This is ischemic tissue. Because of the history of acute headache and the presence of subarachnoid hemorrhage on brain imaging, the patient immediately underwent CT angiography. A fusiform aneurysm of the right MCA appears as a discrete bulging of the vessel, and rupture of this aneurysm was the most likely cause of the subarachnoid hemorrhage. Note also that distally to the aneurysm, no contrast material fills the distal MCA. Also, in the more superior section from the CT angiogram, very few vessels enhance in the right MCA territory compared to the left hemisphere. These findings are in keeping with vasospasm, a common occurrence of subarachnoid hemorrhage, which is causing ischemia of the MCA-supplied parenchyma.